Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew.
I'm not modeling anymore for the two of you.
Loveline.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, and it's adult film star night. Not only Drew with his gay porn past, but Raylene and Chandler are both here.
Yay!
Both on the Vivid. They're both Vivid, right?
I'm Vivid, Raylene.
I am.
She's a non-Vivid, Vivid girl.
Non-Vivid, yeah. Just like, yeah.
Oh, well,
I work for everybody, but I prefer just working for Vivid, and I'm only cutting down to, like, a couple movies, and they're just going to be for Vivid and Legend, so.
Well, when you get under contract, how many do you usually contract to do a year? Is it a one-year contract?
Well, my contract is for 8 movies a year.
Yeah, is that about the norm if you're under contract?
Usually, I mean, you go between 5 and 12 movies a year, depending on how many contract girls a certain company has.
How many does Vivid have?
Right now, I think as it stands, we have 8 girls. Usually, it amounts to about 12, you know, that are at the signings and everything.
And how do you work your way in? See, it seems, I mean, most people think that adult film actresses do like 700 movies a year. You know, they just think they're just getting nailed nonstop, constantly, like on the drive into the set. There's some guy banging them, and on the drive home, and it's just nonstop screwing and filming. But 8 films a year,
For those that aren't under contract, I mean, they have to work every day. I mean, they don't get paid a set amount of money, like, which is usually a large amount per movie. They do, you know, per scene type
right.
of things, and which I did for 2 years. I've done over 120 movies.
Yeah, you gotta work your way up.
Yeah. Well, not usually. Most of the contract girls get picked up right away.
Before really?
They've done any movies, yeah, because that's what their marketing technique is. I mean, they have to market a new girl.
Right.
I just got really lucky.
Yeah, and so, hey, do they have fluff girls still?
Yeah, they do.
They do? Really?
Yeah, it's funny.
See,
they have them for gangbangs. Yeah, just for like when those girls do the big 100-man 2000
Right, well, they need fluffers.
Yeah.
The reason they need fluffers for that, Drew, and I know that the business was different back when you were in it, in the mid to late 60s.
70s.
And by the way, it wasn't considered taboo back then. It was everyone was doing it. It was no big deal.
I did some gay porn in the late 70s.
All right. But Drew's prime was in the late 60s. The fluffer, you know,
when I was 9.
Gets the gay kitty porn. Your dad do anything for a buck, won't? The fluffer gets the guys going, you know, so that they're ready to go when the camera's on. And if it's like a one-on-one thing, maybe they don't really need them. But if they're doing one of these big gangbang things where the object is to have 100 or 300 guys have sex with one woman in an afternoon or an evening, well, each guy's got to show up ready to perform.
Do they test everybody when that happens, or do they do anything to protect the girl?
Yeah, they test everybody.
If there's 300 guys?
Yeah.
And most of the time they use condoms.
Yeah, they usually use condoms, but...
But the point is there's a long line of guys... standing around with their pants down?
I don't think they screen them very well. I mean, have you seen some of those guys?
Well, yeah, but you got to look at it this way. Those guys aren't getting a lot of trim.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what
That's
I mean?
That's why they had to sign up.
Right. I mean, on one hand, you think, what kind of dicey guy would sign up for this thing? I'd want that guy screened, so on and so forth. But another way of looking at it is, this guy ain't getting laid. I mean, if he's standing in line with his pants down with 45 guys behind him and 111 guys in front of him with his pants down, but maybe he ain't getting as much action as you'd think.
For sure, but addict guys tend to behave like that, so it might be something else.
Oh, true. Don't bring drugs into the industry. They cleaned that up years ago. Please.
No, it's the guys that sign up.
Even them. All born again and straight arrows, I'm sure. But the point is I want to know when the fluffer gets to them, because the fluffer can't get to them when they're number 87 in line, because first off, the fluffer, my problem with using a fluffer is I would finish with the fluffer. I wouldn't be fluffed, I'd be fluffed and folded, and I'd go home. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't know when to stop. You guys ever do any fluffing?
No.
No fluffing?
And not on a set.
So
Yeah, at home it's not. That's just
that. Yeah.
But I like that you think of it as fluffing.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I fluffed off last night.
You did? Well.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Very successful. I always finish myself. But the point is the fluffer must start just a couple of people before they actually get to the woman. Otherwise, it's going to be too early. I got to time it right.
Right.
Yeah. Although you don't know because you've never been on one of these.
No, I've never seen it. It's all hearsay for me, so.
All right. Well, I'm interested in still a few things here that I've been reading. Like, Chandler is, you're married, right?
Yeah.
And your husband?
Yeah?
You hesitate. You married?
Well, we're getting married, like, really soon, but we call each other husband and wife. We've been together for a little over 2 years.
And your husband's in the industry?
No, he directed and produced a lot of movies, but he just started a new company called Pornographics, and it's doing all the art for, like, boxes and magazines and so forth and so on.
And you guys, you met on the set then, right?
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to meet your husband, isn't it?
Well, he met me, and then he took me out of the business because he didn't want me doing it anymore, but I jumped back in doing girls just because I really like them.
Oh, you just do girl stuff?
Yeah, but...
Have you done Raylene?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, we have a fun house. We live together.
Yeah, but what about on film? You do it on film?
On film and off film?
Oh, yeah.
One movie that just came out, Devil's Blackjack, that's a Mi Vida, fun one, and Mi Vida will be out pretty soon.
69 Hours is Sweet as They Come. Rex Kobo, Mr. Elastic Scrotum, I think, plus you, right? That's a classic. Violation of Chandler, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah, that was really cool.
That sounds like a little anal in there.
There was a lot.
Oh, see, whenever they put the whenever they get the violation worked in, that's cold.
Scene isn't complete unless you do that.
Really?
I waited for a long time for that movie too. I was really glad when I got it. No, just to be violated because I don't know. I was just so bored with everything, and I just felt like I really needed to be violated to get anything like seriously out of me. So.
Yeah. How did what did the violation in
entail? Well, like I had a lot of hair pulling and hitting and spinning and. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, true. You get that when you travel with your wife, don't you?
Not at the dinner table.
Nothing sexual. So no. Just you driving. All right. So anal sex, more than one guy?
No.
Just the one guy?
Yeah.
Hair pulling and all that?
Well, no. The whole violation thing didn't have any guys in it.
Oh, it didn't? That was...
That was
a girl?
No, it was a whole lot of girls.
Oh, really?
I think like 12 or something.
And just everyone violating each other?
Power tools.
Oh, my God. And is all this going down in North Hollywood still?
In a gas station. I'm not going to say which one. It was in the garage.
Really?
On, you know, the hydraulic car lifts?
Sure.
Yeah, it was on one of those.
How did all you get up there without falling off? They put some kind of platform on
good.
It? No, they had to put something.
No, they didn't. You'll have to get the movie and see. It's really interesting. It's pretty cool.
Did you bring it?
No. I'm sorry.
No. I see.
If you watch that, though, you wouldn't be able to talk anymore. You'd just be stunned.
That's right.
Speechless the whole show.
That's right. And possibly sightless, depending on how well the fluff off went. All right. And also, there's one other thing I found interesting on Chandler's... cheat sheet here. You recently got back from where the hell were you there?
Amsterdam,
where you went on some kind of like a hasher cruise or something.
Yeah, as they do the this hash cruise in this
true, this is your life, buddy.
All around the canals of Amsterdam, and me and Misty Rain and Animal hosted the hash tour.
Animal.
Yeah, she's a wild one.
Yeah, that's Animal. You know, by the way, the subtlety is left porn. Because back in my day, I remember, you know, Buffy Davis. Now, Buffy Davis, I didn't even know who Buffy Davis was named after until I really thought about it one day. It's Buffy Davis from Family Affair.
Right. That's
Buffy
right.
is
right,
Buffy right. Davis. Yeah. And there's another guy named Frank James. I never thought about either until I thought about Jesse James's brother, which Frank James. This is the kind of great minds they used to have in porn. It was very intricate. You know what I mean? They made you work a little.
Puckish.
My favorite one, huge black guy named F.M. Bradley.
Huh?
And I didn't
Field
know
Marshal.
Field Marshal Bradley from World War II. I mean, what Field Bradley was
for big guns.
Field Marshal Bradley, like there's a vehicle named after him, right. A fighting vehicle.
Right.
Now it's all just come a bang me or something. You know, you guys got to get more of these historical names going. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Why don't you work on that?
Sure, I'll get right on that.
Okay.
I can't change my name, or else I'd do it for you.
Yeah, you think I'm a bad
one. What are some good historical names, though?
I know.
Well, I'm going to think of, like, you know, I don't know, Bend Over Franklin or something. I mean, I could probably figure some out. Lincoln Log, or you probably figure something out. The point is here's the best porn names are ones you don't get the first time around. Like F.M. Bradley. Don't know what the hell that was until I really started. Then I realized it was Field Marshal Bradley, and then I watch enough History Channel, you learn how it works. Joe?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Yeah, I have a really bad case of ringworm, and I was wondering if there's any natural way to get rid of it.
First of all, how do you know that's what it is?
Because my coach told me it was.
A coach told you? Oh, that's good.
And he doesn't know, like, I kind of want to cure it, like, without stuff you buy at the store, if there's any other cheaper or better way.
Because you don't want to spend the money?
No, because I heard it, like, can mess you up besides that.
Are you talking about Lotrimin, the cream?
No, it's a spray, like a...
No, just get some Lotrimin cream, okay?
Okay.
All right, now, what do you mean, where is this rash?
It's on my arm.
All right, get some Lotrimin cream. If it doesn't go away, you got to see a dermatologist. The coach is not trained to diagnose rashes.
Yeah, but who has seen more rashes over the last 25 years?
If he had said inguinal, you know, testicular rash or something, it's okay.
Testicular rash?
Because coaches see a lot of senior career.
A lot of guys' groins? What are you talking about?
A lot of jock itch and stuff.
All right. Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
How long has this guy been coaching?
15 years.
All right. He knows what he's talking about.
It's also a wrestling coach, so he knows.
You know what? There's a ton of other things look like ringworms. So just try the Lotrimin. If it doesn't go away, see a dermatologist.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and Joe.
I love your show, Adam.
Thank you. You're only 15. I don't want to burst your bubble, but sometimes you have to go to the store and buy stuff. You understand?
Yeah.
You can just rub dirt on rashes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, get used to it.
Okay.
All right.
And I know, Adam, how much you enjoy the ringworm.
I always thought ringworm was a worm. Why not?
I don't even know what it is. What is ringworm?
It's a rash that looks
basically
like
tinea corporis. It's a little fungus, like, little skin fungus.
That would be my poor name.
T corporis.
T corporis. Yeah, the thinking man's porn stuff. All right. Does everyone get tested now? How often does everyone get tested?
Every 30 days. Yeah.
30 days. And do they do that DNA test?
Yeah, they have to do the DNA test. You can't work unless you take it.
And when you do a movie, do you have to show up with your documentation?
Yeah, it has to be current.
And
it has to be stamped with the embossment stamp.
Wow. All right.
No copies.
Charlie?
Yes.
You're 26.
Yeah.
What's up?
I've been married for 3 years. Been dating my wife for about 7 years. For the past 2 years, we haven't had sex. Maybe
1 year.
Sounds like my last relationship.
What,
really?
Mine, yeah. Ugh.
You didn't get any sex?
Oh, my God. He'd have sex with me once every 6 months, if that. He wouldn't touch me. He'd turn me down.
Were you in the industry at that time?
Yes, he's in the industry.
You and this guy need to get
Yeah, but maybe he was freaked out about you being
no,
in the industry.
No, he wasn't at all. He's just
on attention.
Wow.
Yeah, he's...
But maybe it was because he was, you know, bopping away
no,
all
said,
day.
Yeah, that's what he said it was about, that he was too busy working all the time. So
I'm really tired from work, honey.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. God,
oh, that's
so you can have sex with somebody he doesn't know or care about, but somebody does care about it. No.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I left.
not good.
Charlie?
Yeah.
So you haven't had sex in 2 years.
I may get it maybe once every 6 months, if that. Sometimes it just feels like it's just a pity when we do have sex.
All right, so what's going on? What's the question for us?
She says she's been depressed after the baby. We have a year and a half year old baby.
Why doesn't she get treatment?
She's denied it for the past year. I kept on trying to go to counseling. I try to talk, listen to your guys' show. I talked about certain Zoloft, Prozac, Boost Bar.
Which, by the way, all that's going to make your sex problems worse.
That's what I heard.
Because the serotonin reuptake inhibitors can shut down her libido even further.
How's it going to get any worse?
But there are alternatives like Cerazone, Remeron, Wellbutrin that are quite effective without, and may even stimulate substantially her sex drive and bring things back to normal.
You know, can't you women just hold still for a few minutes twice a week? I mean, you really don't have to do that much. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Adam, interesting point. The whole issue of receptivity for a woman is actually a biological process. It's largely estrogen sort of driven. And hormone, the depression shuts all that down, so they're not receptive.
I understand that.
They don't want to do it. They can't receive. They're not open to it.
Well, listen, I was depressed for many years, and I never wanted to go to work. I got up in the morning, and I'd be like, I do not want to go to work. It's 105 degrees. I'm working in Van Nuys, swinging a hammer. This sucks. But you know what? I just go to work because I realize the boss is going to be pissed if I don't show up.
Think about how you scream about how you hate those people and everybody who's involved with that.
Okay, I don't blame them, Drew. I'm going to kill them, but I don't blame them. But I'm saying she knows she's depressed. She knows all of this is going on.
Yeah.
And she knows poor Charlie's out here blowing in the wind for 6 months at a time. She ought to just realize what she's going through and just hold her ass still for a week, once a week, and let Charlie, take care of business.
You know how I never talk about the book we wrote?
Yes.
I wrote a book about depression and relationships. It's called Restoring Intimacy.
Yeah.
And all the proceeds for it go to the National Depressive and Manic Depressive Association.
And
you can get it on the web at Amazon. And it talks about, it was some amazing professionals contributed to this thing. It talks about how to hang in, how important it is to hang in a relationship when your partner's got depression and what kinds of things you need to watch.
All right, but
she's got to get better. She's got to get postpartum depression can be life-threatening. It's a profound depression.
Yeah.
And your kid needs her to be available. Having a depressed mom is actually a damaging psychological circumstance.
Dr. Drew, there's been times she's been afraid that she got so angry she might hit the baby.
You must.
It scared me.
You must.
She just went to the doctor's last month, and he got her on Zoloft. And she said lately she's been in a better mood, but also she hasn't given me sex because her reason is saying that she don't want to resent me
because
she's giving it up.
Look, the Zoloft shuts her down further. Do you see about adding Wellbutrin to the Zoloft?
Hey, Charlie, did anything ever happen to her? Anyone do anything to her?
No, she's had a father and mother. Everything's great. She
has All right. Hey, Charlie, listen to me.
Yeah.
You got to take charge for your kid's sake. You be the man.
Yeah.
You straighten her out. I'm not talking about hold her down, have sex with her. I'm talking about saying, listen, honey, you're depressed.
Ball
this is going on long enough. Yeah. Either take care of business or I'm going to take some action.
Yeah, I just did that. That's why she went to the doctor.
She needs to see a psychiatrist. A general doctor shouldn't be managing something this severe.
Do they have porn psychiatrists?
Ooh, interesting question.
No, they should, though.
They really should.
I want to be the first porn psychiatrist.
Nowadays, any large corporation, any professional team, football, baseball, basketball, they all have psychologists because they have people that are...
Special needs.
Yeah.
Special needs.
That is such a great idea.
And whether you're an athlete or a porn star, you're running pretty close to breaking at any moment.
I worked for the NBA for a long while.
You did?
So I was the regional...
You're power forward for the Nuggets.
No, I was the regional addiction medicine person.
Yeah, they realized that...
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Spend a few bucks and save a few bucks. I mean, give Drew a few bucks and keep a few guys out of rehab or from self-destructing or getting thrown in jail. I would like to do some porn therapy.
Well, they've got, through AIM, they've got some kind of counseling, I guess.
AIM?
I don't know if Adult Industry Medical.
Yeah.
It's like where everybody gets tested, I don't know.
You know, anyway, that'd change the name of that to DUC. AIM just sounds like someone's going to lose an eye.
Well, it's like an abbreviation.
They had to get rid of it. They couldn't be SAG.
It's a great place to take care of
there. Yeah. A little too late.
SAG. Yeah, we're in SAG. That's like everyone's dragging apart. Yeah. I guess we could be in LIMP.
SAG and LIMP, same thing.
You remember SAG or LIMP? So AIM tries to take care of the physical stuff, right?
Yeah, they've got all kinds of... programs that she can get into.
So. You know what the next step is? Because the porn industry is becoming more and more legitimate. I mean, it used to be a real, dark alley kind of thing. Now people are getting contracts, people are getting tested. It's become very, very
structured.
Yeah, well, I was mainstream. I was going to say almost. I predict years from now there will be a retirement home for old porn stars.
God, I hope so.
We're all one big family. I mean,
that, and there's all the chicks that just think they can keep going forever.
No,
I never tell their niece, and
there'll be women in their early 30s living in that home.
Oh my God. That'd be horrible.
Be a big, like, bronze statue of Ron Jeremy out front, like, holding a vibrator or something, and some sort of Latin inscription on the door that loosely translates into, like, welcome sluts or something. I haven't worked out all the details on it yet.
You should open one of these up.
I should open. Okay, so what do I got to do? I got to open one of these old age homes for retirement homes for porn stars and become the porn psychologist.
Yeah,
so you were set.
And then you can write a book.
No, I'm not doing it for me. I'm not doing it for profit. I'm doing it because I love the industry and I want to see what's going on. And I want my kids and their kids to enjoy pornography.
Not a career associated with, longevity.
The career?
Not associated with longevity.
No. I'd really like to break it down, like, you know, professional football player, porn star, professional basketball player.
The whole breach?
No, I'm just saying, who lasts, you know.
Oh, football, yeah. No, yeah.
Football's like, 2.6 years or whatever it turns out to
you
be.
You mean in the career?
Yeah, career-wise.
I'm talking about life expectancy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Porn stars don't live long?
Well, I mean, think about it.
Don't bring the girls down.
No. It's historically, there's been a lot
asshole.
Of... A lot of,
Please, Drew.
There's a lot of deaths, young.
Why? A suicide? Depression?
Yes, that kind of thing.
The HIV?
Yep.
Yeah, but they're getting this stuff under control.
Yeah.
All right, but if I can get in and start providing some much-needed death therapy for some of these folks, maybe we could extend the average lifespan.
Those of us who live
live
longer.
You've got to get the AIM program in first, then you get the old folks home.
All right. Raylene and Chandler are both here, both adult film stars. They have some websites and stuff. I should give those out when we come back, and you can look them up and see what you're in for. And we'll take a little break. We'll be back after this.
Back once again with
Love Line. Love Line. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back. Before you know it.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Anticipation. Wanting. Mysterious. Desire. Fantasizing. Playful. Flirtatious. Stimulating. Addictive. Intimate. Inviting. Tender. Sensual. Erotic. Exotic. Temptation. Tantalizing. Sultry. Seductive. Sexy. Hot. Exciting. Fun. Heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas-style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North, in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it.
Hello?
Hey, is this Heather?
Yes, who's this?
It's me, Doug. We met at a party the other night, and I told you I was going to call you.
Doug?
Yeah, cool. I knew you'd remember. Say, I was wondering if you want to get together tomorrow.
I have school tomorrow.
School?
School. You know, Dunwoody Institute.
Yeah, but school is for...
For people who want to get ahead and be a success?
Yeah, but don't you have to, like...
Learn skills in high-demand fields?
No, I mean, wouldn't you rather, you know...
Rather be working a dead-end job instead of getting training in a rewarding career that will someday result in me throwing your pathetic resume into the overflowing trash bin labeled loser?
Yeah?
No.
Playing hard again, huh?
Call Dunwoody Institute today for information about interesting careers in fields like auto collision, welding, or civil technology. Call 612-374-5800. That's 612-374-5800.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50 cent hats all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. You can register to win a free trip for two to go loco in Acapulco, courtesy of Bianchi Rossi Tours and Gabby's. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50 cent hats. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery. See the television premiere of South Park Bigger, Longer, Uncut beginning January 7th on Media One In Demand, pay-per-view for the new millennium. Call Media One at 651-222-3333 for more information.
The Dow is up, the Dow is down. With the stock market in flux, you may be ready to move some of your assets to cash. Now might be a good time to cut your risk and go with a sure thing. High-yielding CDs and money market accounts from Telebank. Call Telebank at 1-888-926-5588. Their money market accounts have consistently yielded nearly double the national average. And the yields on their CDs consistently pay in the top 1% in the nation. And these high-yield accounts are FDIC insured. How do they do it? Telebank is the national bank designed for investors and savers. Because they do business by phone and internet rather than through costly branches, Telebank keeps their expenses low and passes their savings back to customers as consistently higher interest rates. So keep your money growing, even when the market is in flux, and get one of the highest yields on money market and CD accounts. Call Telebank for a free rate quote and information kit. 1-888-926-5588. That's Telebank. 1-888-926-5588.
Hey, it's Mary Lucia of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files.
Pearl Jam, who've always been concerned about giving you the best concert experience possible, have run into ticketing troubles once again. Remember their infamous battles with Ticketmaster? Well, this time Pearl Jam have reportedly vowed not to work with the House of Blues Company after learning of a report that the organization set aside blocks of tickets for ticket brokers. Pearl Jam manager Kelly Curtis said, "We don't do business with anyone who scalps." The Zone Files, from caller ID from U.S. West and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Keep it tuned to Zone 105 this weekend for your chance to win Alternative Classic CD libraries. Just email us with three Zone artists you hear on Zone 105. Brian and Mary will draw winners at random Monday morning. Another free CD weekend from Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Oh, boy. Phone number, 1-800-LVE-191, fax number 310. Oh, forget about that. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Drew. Raylene and Chandler are both here, both adult film stars, at least for the time being, until Drew can talk them out of it. Jesus Christ, you suck the sex right out of the room, like some sort of sex dustbuster. Shut up, Drew. Drew, all grilling the girls, all commercial, really. Being objectified that way in front of the, in a very aggressive industry. And, and do your parents know what's going on over there? And what about Jesus Christ? There's the grip and the key grip, a gaffer, cameraman, director. But what about Jesus? Is he on set? I think he is.
He is.
He knows what's going on. Please, Drew, what do you want them to do?
I'm interested in everybody as people, as humans.
Okay.
And I know that's
looking at everyone as humans. That's your problem.
I know that bugs you. I know that bothers you. It ruins the whole deal for you, in fact.
That's why I don't have the sound up. I don't hear any talking.
I finally got the dance places out of you.
You did?
You can't do that.
No, you didn't. Yes, I can.
Oh, you can?
Oh yes. Please, Drew. Where are you dancing, Raylene?
I will be at the Sperm Rhino in the City of Industry at the end of February, around the 19th time, and in the middle of March, I will be at Golden Eyes in Arcadia.
Oh, and totally nude or topless? Or
totally nude.
All right.
Absolutely.
There you go. And let me, and I'm guessing if I give these websites out, they can see you totally nude. Is that true?
I think so.
Now, how does it work? How do you make money? They pay a little something and see what they want to see? Do they get a little sample?
At vividvideo.com, I'm pretty sure you become a member, which is totally worth it. So,
how much is it to become a member?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't pay for it.
Here,
I get it for free.
Let me explain why I would never become a member of something like this.
You never leave the house.
Well, that's one. Unless I could get the computer in a car somehow, but I'd have to work that out while I was driving. But here's the way I would look at it. I like to masturbate, and I'm cheap. So let me explain how that would translate. I would pay the $62 a month to be part of this whatever, and then I would break it down. Well, if I whack off once a month while watching this porn on computer, it's $64 worth of whack. On the other hand, if I whack off 128 times, it's 50 cents a whack. And I would just keep doing the math until I got it down to about a quarter a whack. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
And then, and then I'd end up dying. Dehydrate and find me in front of the computer.
Just imagine the image.
I mean, the point is like, if I paid the $64, I couldn't go to Europe for vacation for 2 weeks because it'd be $32 down the drain. I have to come home, masturbate, and then go back to Europe again. Right, Drew?
That's you.
All right. And so let me give the websites. Well, there's the www.vividvideo.com, and Chandler has hers at www.chandlertriplex.com. So that's chandlertriplex.com. Oh, it's not available yet, though, is it?
No, I'm in the process of building it. I'm going to have a really, really cool site, and guys will enjoy whacking to it all the time, and girls will, too. And, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have, like, my private stock videos that nobody could get anywhere, and a fan club that's going to have a lot of really cool stuff. And
or you could email us at home at mylenexxx@AOL.
Well, yeah. What do you do? What do we do if we email you?
I'll email you back.
I can't make this. Lisa?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
Okay, I've been going out with my boyfriend since March, and we got pregnant right away, and I had a miscarriage. And my parents sent me over to Europe for 3 months to get my head on straight and stuff. And this past Sunday, he told me while I was over there that he slept with one of my friends. And this girl, I mean, I'm not going to call her white trash because I don't want to insult the white trash people. And I need to know what to do. And I don't know what to do.
Sleep with the girl.
Excuse me?
Sleep with the girl. Get him back.
But I don't even want to, like, I want to break a body in her face. That's how angry at her I am.
Lisa, this whole situation is a total mess. You had an abortion?
Yeah.
I thought you had a miscarriage.
It was a spontaneous abortion, a miscarriage.
Okay, and was it performed by a doctor?
No.
No, okay.
No.
And your parents sent you to Europe for 3 months to clear your head?
Like, to get me, like, back on straight and everything.
That, by the way, is excuse me, Lisa, but a sick move. I mean, that is not the way to deal with a troubled 18-year-old.
Although I wish someone would send me to Europe to get my head on straight.
I know.
Hey,
just wanted to get me away from him.
Yeah,
I understand that. But why? What is it? Have they been checked out of your life forever?
No.
Well, what do you... are your parents wealthy?
We're well off.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have family or...
we have family in Ireland.
You do. So you want to stay with your family in Ireland.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's making a little more sense.
Yes.
And how old is this guy?
He's 18 as well.
And now, you say you went to Ireland to get your head screwed on straight because of this guy.
Uh-huh.
But you say while you were gone, he had sex with one of your friends.
Yeah, and he just told me this past Sunday and...
All right, but listen, why were you so whacked out with him before he had sex with your friend? Because he only had sex with your friend after you went to Ireland.
Right, and he didn't tell me, and I didn't know when I came back. And
wasn't the idea of you going to Ireland to be away from him so you wouldn't continue that relationship?
Yes, it was.
All right, so why do you care?
Because I love him.
All right,
but hey, Miss Screwball?
Yeah?
I'm asking, what was the major trouble before that caused you to go to Ireland to get your head screwed on straight? Well, she had the pregnancy, but... She had the miscarriage, but that's, you know, doesn't mean...
Family wanted to separate them.
I understand that. What is going on? What went on with you two?
Like how? Like, what do you mean?
Oh.
Like, my parents...
Man, I know the white trash people are laughing at Lisa. Can't buy intelligence, can you? Hey, listen, goofball. Why is your family so dead set against you two being together?
Because they don't like him because of what happened.
Because of the pregnancy.
Right.
Before the pregnancy, there's more in that.
Before the pregnancy, they were fine with him?
Yes.
No.
No. And he was never able to explain anything or anything like that.
Right.
Right. Okay, what's his situation? He's not rich.
No.
No.
Get over him.
He's a troublemaker, isn't he?
Pretty much.
Wrong side of the track.
Get a new one.
That's
yeah,
right. Okay, let me explain the situation here.
Yeah, she has her parents.
Her parents are rich, and they've thrown money at her whole life.
But they just checked out.
But they check out. Yeah. They're not there for her.
Yeah.
So what does she do? Well, she does what's going to drive them the most crazy. She hooks up with the idiot, poor guy,
yeah.
White trash guy, troublemaker guy, immediately gets pregnant, and immediately the family, by the way, mysteriously enough, knows everything.
Yeah.
Guess what? Guy knocked me up and had a miscarriage.
She made sure they knew everything.
She made sure they knew everything. They freaked
and
them away.
Here's the other amazing piece. They check out her whole life, and they deal with this crisis by checking out.
Hey, Lisa,
yes?
You're mad at your parents.
No,
I think she's mad at her friends. She's mad at her friends for sleeping with her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, you don't like her either, but you really...
okay. My best friend is living with my ex-boyfriend.
But she knew I was pregnant, too, and she knew what happened.
This is not... You got to look beneath this. This is about your parents.
You got to look for the bodily functions here.
Lisa,
it happens.
You're pissed at your parents first and foremost, though, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you don't like them.
No, I love my dad. My dad's awesome.
But mom.
My mom, yeah.
What's up with mom?
Well, she, like... she didn't raise me right off the bat. I mean, she gave me to my father to raise me because she went through, like, major post depression after I was born and stuff.
All right, so you've got some big-time abandonment issues.
Yeah,
and then, of course. And then what do they do to deal with your crisis when you're the most sort of acting out of vulnerable?
They check out like Adam.
Check out. They abandon you again. They send you to Europe.
Right. And this guy, I know you think you really, really love him. But I think the fact that you're really, really... And Lisa,
yes?
Remember this conversation because you're going to look back at it in 10 years and realize we're all 100% right.
You guys usually are.
We are.
Always are. And it doesn't mean you can do anything about it, but we're right here. The reason you're so attracted to this guy is because... You're so pissed at your mom and somewhat at your dad for letting your mom do what she did. And this guy will drive them nuts. They hate this guy, and as well they should, I'm sure.
Try to think in terms of finding a relationship that's better for you. This guy is not the solution to your problems, even though you think he is.
I'll tell you, you chicks.
And
really
that chick is not your friend, so.
That's true.
No.
Get over her.
No, but all the anger you have toward her is really. I mean, let's face it, you went away to Ireland for an indefinite period of time when you guys broke up and he banged whoever else was in the neighborhood. And be mad at him, by the way, too.
Yeah, two takes two.
Of course.
It's happened to all of us.
I'll tell you, you women are so. They spin out so easily.
But they focus their anger in the wrong places.
God love that. I love that. I want to find a woman where I can bang her best friend and have her want to kill the best friend.
And not even think about you.
Okay. Yeah, hey, honey, stand back. I'm going to kill her.
Yeah.
You know what Drew's wife would do to Drew if this situation happened? If Drew had sex with one of her friends?
Oh.
She wouldn't even, she'd walk right past that friend, go right to your scrotum with a pitchfork, a chainsaw.
That's what porno girls are good for. None of us are jealous.
Yeah, see, I usually tend to, like, my ex would cheat on me and I would just sleep with the girl. You know, if he's going to
get
a
very healthy, very
normal.
And
I'm going to get some, we have to get some, that's the whole.
Yeah. You guys should write a book. You really should, or do a PSA. That's what you should do. Forget about condoms. Let's talk about psychology. Man cheats on you, you go down on his girlfriend.
Exactly.
All right. I know we got to take a break here, but let's squeeze in Lou here. Lou?
Hello.
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just have a question for your guests and then one for Dr. Drew. I wanted to know if all the women in porn are bisexual, and I wanted to ask Drew if the recent bisexuality amongst women being in vogue is a direct result of what goes on in these porno tapes.
We're going to settle now, or it's off the break?
We're going to take a break.
Yeah.
Hang on, Lou.
Okay.
Both very good questions. Semi-retarded, but pretty good. All right, we're going to take a little break, then we'll get back. We'll get with Lou. We'll talk a little more about the adult industry and get to the bottom of the bisexuality after this.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay, let's do it. Call Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline, we'll be right back.
Well, here's how it's
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Anticipation, wanting, hysteria, desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, adultery, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Vu, 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it. Hello?
Yeah, Pizza Luce.
Brian Oak?
Mary Lucia?
Brian, you called me at home.
What are you doing working at Pizza Luce? We're having a big party over here. We need to order some pizzas to be delivered. And listen, I know this is the new 32nd Lindale location of Pizza Luce. That's so cool that you're working there.
Brian, what are you on? You called me at home. I think we're both on the speed dial, Lucia and Luce.
Now, they've got the same menu at the new Pizza Luce there in Uptown that they do at Downtown, don't they? All the same great classic pizzas, salads, appetizers, all that deal?
I don't know. You'd have to call them at 827-5978.
Listen, Mary, the only reason I ever called Pizza Luce is gourmet pizza at casual prices. They've had the best pizza voted by City Pages, best pizza in the Twin Cities for 4 years running.
Brian, are you driving tonight?
So cool that you work there. Hey, you know, did you notice that your last name is Lucia and they're called Pizza Luce? You should work something out with that.
Well, maybe I should call Oak and Things to see if I can't get some dinette set furniture and call you at home at 2 a.m. Brian, I'm hanging up. I'll talk to you Monday.
Hey, I wanted to ask her about the downtown location. They've expanded. They have cocktails. It's a bigger, better Pizza Luce. Shoot.
On December 20th, hundreds of people from across America and Europe gathered at a downtown Dublin, Ireland club in anticipation of the Miller Genuine Draft Millennium Blind Date. Rumors and speculation filled the club. At 10:30, the lights went down. The curtain opened, and the whole place exploded when they saw their blind date was the Smashing Pumpkin.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Chandler and Raylene are both here, both in the adult film industry. Both slowly backing themselves out of the industry as they get saner and saner as the years wear on, and explain. And we've never, and I, you know, I don't want to sound like another one of Drew's, but you know what? We've never ran into anybody in this industry that didn't have the same past, or at least something close. Dad had to be either bad or out of the picture early. That's the only way it works out in this business.
You just second hit somewhere right after that too.
It's Yeah, Raylene, your dad passed away when you were...
My father died when I was 9 years old from cancer.
Oh, boy. And Chandler, your dad?
Well, my parents got divorced when I was like six, and my mom moved me from Washington to Florida.
Oh, state of Washington? Better?
Yeah.
That's not so bad. Well, that's why you're not. See, it's funny because both of you are like, you know, probably more screwed up a couple of years ago than you are now.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. We've totally grown up.
And I think the saner you get, the further you get away from the industry.
Once you figure out all your problems and issues in life that you couldn't really figure out before, yeah, you tend to stray away from it and realize that you're not as...
I mean, it's a stepping ladder to start yourself in a different direction. I mean, we have so many opportunities in this industry to do other things, like as far as camera work and things like that. So, like, once you do realize where you're going...
You have that opportunity sitting
well,
in front of
you. What about, like, dancing? Like, if you just went to a club and wanted to dance and you just got off the bus, you would make much less than you would if you went as an adult film star,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes. Completely.
Because,
$1,000 less.
Not only do you get the tips, but you get booked, right?
Yes.
I mean, the club pays you, correct?
Right.
Oh, I got to get into that dancing.
It's a great. I love doing it, too. It's so much fun. You meet so many nice girls. I've met so many nice girls on the road.
No, really?
Hell, yeah.
Oh, now everyone's bi, right?
Not everyone, most of them.
You can talk to them.
Not everyone, yeah.
All right.
You can talk those ones.
Let's find out what was, didn't move. Yeah, I think in this day and age, you can, and listen, it's like, honey, you're dancing around, your panties are off, you're wearing stiletto heels, this guy's throwing rolled up pens at your crotch. Come on, you're open. At least you wouldn't call the girl prudish. I mean, you could probably talk her into doing something bi.
Well, yeah. You know what? Chandler and I have lots of luck changing girls.
Really?
A lot. Yeah.
I don't know what it is with me.
I don't know what it is with me either.
I don't have any idea, but.
Wow.
I think it's the house. It's our house.
No,
it's the girls we bring home.
Oh, my God. What do you do? Hold on a second. What do? You go out and meet women at bars and stuff?
Not at bars.
No, I've been with girls since I was like eight.
Eight years old?
Me too.
I've always been
with women since 27, 28.
I've always known since I was a little girl that I've liked girls. So, you know, it's been that way. But I came across porno and adult magazines at a really, really early age and was just like, I know I like girls, and it just happens.
Drew, it's as if you've become some sort of poster child for every one of Drew's porno-related theories.
Yeah,
gotta have dad skip out or die or get out of the picture. Gotta come across some pornography. Gotta have some experiences.
Pre-puberty
experiences. Yep. It was like ordained. Lou?
Hello?
You're 23. So you want to know if all the girls in porn are bi?
Yeah, then I had a question for Drew.
All right, well, obviously not all of them are, but the
history, the picture that's been repainted already of our guest is the recipe for bisexuality. I mean, that's what creates those sorts of sexual issues.
Well, and certainly open and accelerated sexuality. But let me ask you guys, obviously, do all women have to perform bisexual stuff?
No, there's a lot of girls that choose not to, but then there's a lot of girls that'll do it for the money, so.
But, so there's a certain percentage of women in the business who will not do lesbian stuff.
Right.
What percentage?
Girls doesn't do.
What percentage do you think that is?
That's like a very low.
It's
like
pretty low.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so that's almost neither here nor there. But then there's another percentage. It isn't really bi. They're just doing it because that's what the script says, and they're getting paid to do what the script says, right?
Right.
Now, what percentage do you think are just doing it because it's in the script?
That would be like another 2%.
Most of really? Them that?
I think so.
Yeah.
2%?
Maybe 10%.
No, maybe 5.
5? I mean, is that low?
Yeah.
95% of women are bi that are in?
Right.
That I've met in my life, yeah.
Well,
me too.
You got that velvety tongue that magically converts all women into bisexual. Well, tongue and thumb. I don't know what else to say. I'm not sure what women like down there. But the point is it's got to be more than that. I mean, it can't be every woman in porn is bisexual. There's got to be, you know, 30-40% that aren't, that just do it, don't?
Well, some girls come in that aren't or didn't know that they were, and they start doing it for the money and realize that they like girls, too.
All right, so in all the movies and experiences you've had in the industry, you've never had sex with a woman who was, like, not really into it, just doing it.
No, I have, and it's really lame.
Yeah, we've done it by accident. Now we're very careful not to.
Yeah, I
make
sure
the guys that really do like girls.
Yeah, because otherwise it's kind of a weird scene, right?
Yeah, you want it to be a rockin' scene, so.
Right, and no one's that good an actor or actress, right?
Right.
All right, hey, Lou?
Yes.
All right, so your answer is most all of them.
Okay.
So that's really going to help when you're watching the next movie, right? I mean, emotionally.
Yeah, I suppose so. But
yeah.
Drew?
Yeah.
do you think that's why bisexuality seems to be so much in vogue now in mainstream? Because it's so commonplace in these videos? Or?
No, I don't.
No, because not enough women watch adult movies to affect the country that way. It certainly probably makes up a small percentage of it.
It influences, but there's a whole bunch of issues coming to bear. I mean, it's the issues of all the aggression and abandonment issues that we've been talking about tonight that get converted into sexual energies and bad boundaries, and therefore there's a sort of confusion about sexual identity that's very common, and then sort of a social push for women to experiment.
Right.
So there's some sort of momentum with that now, and I don't think this is where it comes from.
All right. Who are you guys more into, me or Drew?
Brilliant.
Oh.
Chandler.
I'm sorry.
No.
I had to agree. She's my wife.
I love you both, but...
All right. You know,
well, Adam is hurt. That bothers you more than anything, huh?
Yeah, I'm really crushed.
No, we love you both. See, we can't, like, separate those whole feelings, because...
You can't?
No, that's not right.
Adam, I have something to tell you, too. In this room? You.
Is it me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm mostly into girls.
Listening.
I'm marrying the guy that I am because there's just something between us I can't explain, but I'm like 98% lesbian.
I love him a lot, and that marriage is going to last forever.
It will.
I'm telling you, it will never end. It will never end. You're 98% lesbian. You're marrying a guy.
This is never going to work. It's all good.
But listen, hold on a second. Listen, I love Drew.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we're getting married anytime soon.
I don't have much in common with anybody else. No, we get along. You're 98%
lesbian.
So what?
How you can't get married at 98% lesbian? They won't even grant you a marriage license. If you're over 95% lesbian in most states, except for Nevada, they will not grant you a license.
That's why.
You understand? You're going to have to shave that 98. You're going to get down to 94.
He's the only man I love.
Okay, but you have to marry him?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Okay, but weren't you married like 45 minutes ago and it didn't work out?
That was obnoxious and that was a technical difficulty in my life.
That was then?
Yeah, that was...
All right, but this one...
Somebody I don't even know anymore.
This is different.
Yeah.
No. Listen, don't get married.
It's a sober relationship. Sober relationships work.
You're both in the program?
He's in the program. I am sober, but I don't go to the program.
Sober means you're in the program.
Uh-oh.
Abstinent is a whole
different thing. You should have never brought it out in front of Drew.
It's a very different thing.
You're not going to meetings.
I've gone to a couple meetings and listening to people bring up all those things because I know exactly what they're talking about. It gets me really emotional, and I'll sit there and cry. And so until I'm ready to go to meetings and not be a big baby and cry the whole time.
You're supposed to connect with those feelings, and you've got to get a sponsor and then work through it.
Listen, here's the problem
with an abstinent and a sober. Both use. Always.
If one
is sober and one is abstinent, they both relapse. Always.
That's a medical fact. We've had major reasons to make us quit.
Yeah. Either you get sober and then it goes on, or both of you will use.
Wait, you like me, right?
I love you.
That's just the way it works.
I'm pretty hot, right?
Yes, very.
All right, now we're talking. I got
what about me? You need to return the
favor. No, you're hot. You're super hot. I got two TV shows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're both on cable, but...
You have a Y chromosome.
That's right.
What's the problem?
Shut up, Drew. Drew, okay, I'll tell you what. Listen, do not get married. Drew, you set up an intervention or something during the break. We'll come back and figure out what direction the show's going after this.
What's up?
Love Line will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Anticipation, wanting, mysterious, desire, fantasizing, playful, flirtatious, stimulating, addictive, intimate, inviting, tender, sensual, erotic, exotic, temptation, tantalizing, sultry, seductive, sexy, hot, exciting, fun, heart-pounding, breathtaking, ecstasy, Texas-style couch dancing, exclusively at Deja Zone 315 Washington Avenue North in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. You have to experience it. Hello?
Yeah, Pizza Luce.
Brian Oak?
Mary Lucia?
Brian, you called me at
home. What are you doing working at Pizza Luce? Listen, we're having a big party over here. We need to order some pizzas to be delivered. And listen, I know that this is the new 32nd Lindale location of Pizza Luce. That's so cool that you're working there.
Brian, what are you on? You called me at home. I think we're both on the speed dial, Lucia and Luce.
Now, they've got the same menu at the new Pizza Luce there in Uptown that they do at Downtown, don't they? All the same great classic pizzas, salads, appetizers, all that deal?
I don't know. You'd have to call them at 827-5978.
Listen, Mary, the only reason I ever called Pizza Luce is gourmet pizza at casual prices. They've had the best pizza voted by City Pages, best pizza in the Twin Cities for 4 years running.
Brian, are you driving tonight?
So cool that you work there. Hey, you know, did you notice that your last name is Lucia and they're called Pizza Luce? You should work something out with that.
Well, maybe I should call Oak and Things to see if I can't get some dinette set furniture and call you at home at 2 a.m. Brian, I'm hanging up. I'll talk to you Monday.
Hey, I wanted to ask her about the downtown location. They've expanded. They have cocktails. It's a bigger, better Pizza Luce. Shoot.
On December 29th, hundreds of people from across America and Europe gathered at a downtown Dublin, Ireland club in anticipation of the Miller Genuine Draft Millennium Blind Date. Rumors and speculation filled the club. At 10:30, the lights went down. The curtain opened, and the whole place exploded when they...